In the current period, we see the trend of foreign influence in the built environment continuing through to current building practices, mirroring such places as Dubai. Now, nothing no wrong with Dubai, you know, but please understand, they are using glass and steel, and we have hurricane. They don't. So what is happening as a result is that Jamaica is further removed from incorporating the natural environment in building and in creating synergies between the built and natural environment, as the Tainos and the Africans would have done, a practice that would have been reflective of a spirit of resilience. Built environment professionals such as Pat Green and engineer Chris Burgess, among others, have taken to the local media, and thanks to them, to express concerns about the current building practices in Jamaica, dominated by high-rise glass and steel.